الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأزكى الأنبياء ونبي الأنبياء وسيد الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين وفخر العالمين
ما شاء الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أزواجه الطاهرات الزكيات وعلى أصحابه الكرام النجمات وعلى من تبعهم إلى يوم الدين. Honorable Chair, High Dignitary Ulama of Europe, of the globe, the Waris, the inheritors of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the torchbearer of Islam, the guide of Islam, and the closest people to Allah, and all the Muslim brothers and sisters, if they are listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a student, I am an ignorant person, I don't deserve to be sitting amongst these people, I should be sitting there, but because these people love me and because of their love, I'm here. Imam Darkhasti, he was not just a Hafiz al-Hadith, he was Hujjatul Islam.
MashaAllah.
He was Hujjatul Islam. Why? He has proved that in this 20th century, a man born in non-Arab state, he is Hujjat for the Hanafis. He is Hujjat for the Muqallideen. He is Hujjat for the Deobandin. He is Hujjat for the Sufis. He is Hujjat. That like Imam Bukhari, who was born not Arab. Imam Bukhari is not Arab. Imam Abu Hanifa is not Arab. Today in Europe, they think in Middle East, the Arab speaking scholar is only scholar, Indian scholar, they don't even understand Arabic. Imam Bukhari was not Arabic. Imam Abu Hanifa was not Arabic. Imam Ghazali was not Arabic. Imam Sa'adullah was not Arabic. Imam Muslim was not Arab. Imam Abu Dawud was not Arab. Imam Ibn Majah, Tirmizi, Nasa'i, all of them, they were not Arab and they were not Ahl Hadith. They were Muqallid. They were Sufis. They were Sufis. Allama Darkhasti, you know Abdullah, the name Abdullah, Alhamdulillah, his father, your grandfather was a great man. Named him Abdullah. Islam had 4 Abdullah. Abadalaya Arba.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
And we had another Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Mubarak.
MashaAllah.
If Abdullah ibn Mubarak was not here, no Bukhari, no Muslim. Abdullah ibn Mubarak agar na hota, Ahl Hadith jahil. Oh, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Abu Hanifa ka atna shagird hai.
Bilkul, bila shak.
Bekufo, jahilo, Abu Hanifa ko pehchano. Ye gustakhi chodo. Gustakhi karte ho Abu Hanifa ki shaan mein. Abu Hanifa's follower, Abdullah ibn Mubarak ke janishin. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ke janishin, Abdullah ibn Umar ke janishin, Abdullah ibn Abbas ke janishin, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As ke janishin. They were all hafiz e hadith of the sahaba.
Masha'Allah.
Are nisbat to dekho aapke dada par main قربان کہ نام رکھا تو عبداللہ اللہ نے بنایا تو ان چاروں کے ساتھ ان کا حشر ہوگا وہ ابھی ان کے ساتھ ہے میرا ایمان ہے وہ عبداللہ خمسہ ہے کاش اگر وہ پہلے صدی میں ہوتے تو اسلام یاد کرتا عبداللہ خمسہ So he is the dalil that Islam is pure and perfect. He is a dalil and a proof that devotees are perfect and on the straight path. He is a dalil that devotees are on politics. Under his leadership, Mufti Mahmood was the chief minister of Pakistan. If Abdullah Darghasti was not there, Mufti Mahmood would not have seen the parliament. If Abdullah Darghasti was made there, Qadiani would not have been made illegal in Pakistan. Abdullah Darghasti is an institution. Abdullah Darghasti is a pride of Islam for Makkah, not just for Devondis, not just for Pakistan. He is a sole property of Islam. Abdullah Darghasti is a person Muhammad Rasulullah is proud of him. Abdullah Darghasti is such a man Allah is proud of him. Allah is saying, اے کافروں اسلام نے ہلا دے عبداللہ درخواستی کو دیکھو یہ میرے اسلام کے حقانیت کے دلیل ہے کہ 100,000 حدیث اس کی زبانی یاد ہے عبداللہ درخواستی is a دلیل اللہ loves him so much never in India never in the subcontinent not of شیخ الاسلام not of امام العصر But only one Hafiz Hadith Hindustan ne dekha hai, wo hai Abdullah Darghasti. So don't underestimate, Devaniyon ke liye bhi fakhr hai. Devan ne Imam al-Asr paida kiya, Hujjat al-Islam paida kiya, Sheikh al-Hind paida kiya, Sheikh al-Islam paida kiya. Agar Abdullah Darghasti na hota, to Devaniyon ko ye کھانا لینا پڑتا تمہارے پاس حدیث نہیں ارے جاہلوں تمہارا مڈل ایسٹ میں 1,000 سال میں کوئی حافظ حدیث تو بنا کر دکھاؤ سلفیوں تمہارے پاس کوئی حافظ حدیث ہے لاؤ عبداللہ درخواست لاؤ اگر مائی کا دودھ پیا ہو کیوں ہم گھبراتے ہیں ہمارے پاس حافظ حدیث ہے فور 13 centuries, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, never witnessed one Hafiz Hadith. Only, mashallah, Pakistan has given him Hafiz Hadith.
Well done.
So what I'd like to say in my short speech, that Tasawwuf, he was the king of Tasawwuf, Abdullah Darghasti, like the person who said he had endless murid. Tasawwuf is haq. Because Abdullah Darghasti, after 100,000 hadith, memorizing it, he knew it is not against the hadith. Tum jahilo, 1,00,000 hadith pehle yaad karo. Phir Deobandiyon ko la kar challenge karo ke tasawwuf bidat hai. Aur taqleed bidat hai. Tumhare paas to hafiz hadith kya? حافظ مسلم ہے حافظ بخاری ہے حافظ ترمذی ہے اور وہ جو تم جن کی نام لیتے ہو وہ سب مقلد ہے امام بخاری مقلد عبداللہ ابن مبارک مقلد امام مسلم مقلد امام ترمذی مقلد امام ابن ماجہ مقلد مقلد کے بغیر تو تم جاہل رہو گے ہمیں تانا دیتے ہو کہ تم تقلید کرتے ہو شرک ہے تصوف کرتے ہو بدعت ہے Abdullah Darghasti, in one body, he is a politician, father of politics. He is a Sufi king of politics. He is king of hadith. No, not king of hadith. The emperor, the shamrat, the shahanshah of hadith. Abdullah Darghasti, rahimahullah. So never underestimate Hanafis. He was a big Hanafi. Never underestimate Hanafis, never underestimate Muqallids, never underestimate Sufis, and never underestimate the Dawoodis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah.